It is 7 minutes past eight. Here with what it says in the papers is John S. Doyle.
The raid on Venezuela by the United States on Saturday and the seizure of its president, Nicolas Maduro, is the main topic for the Irish Independent, Irish Times, Irish Sun and Irish Daily Mail. The Sun's front page is given over to a photograph of what it calls the captured tyrant being perp-walked in handcuffs by US agents ahead of his court appearance in New York today. The Mail and Independent report the warning by US President Donald Trump that Venezuela's interim leader, Delcy Rodriguez, will pay a bigger price than her predecessor if she doesn't do what's right. The Irish Examiner quotes Venezuela's Interior Minister as declaring that the country's government would stay unified behind President Maduro. The Independent quotes Donald Trump as saying that other countries may be subject to US intervention. "We do need Greenland, absolutely. We need it for defence," he said. The paper also quotes Denmark's Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, who said in a statement, "I would strongly urge the US to stop the threats against a historically close ally." In The Times, Tom Hennigan reports that the US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, said yesterday that the US would maintain its military quarantine around Venezuela to exert leverage over the country's leftist Chavista regime. The Times, in an editorial, remarks that between 1898 and 1994, there were 41 successful US interventions to change governments in Latin America, and that in 1840, the US invaded and seized more than half of Mexico, now comprising the territory of five US states. Now, says the paper, in what the writer calls a blatantly illegal action, Donald Trump is promising to run Venezuela until a new government is installed, giving US oil companies free rein to take over the country's vast oil fields. The Times wonders if the Western Democratic allies of the United States will simply sit quietly, saying little of consequence for fear of offending their friend in Washington. In an Irish angle, also in the Times, Conor Gallagher reports that the US military has sent aircraft to monitor the presence of a fugitive oil tanker off Ireland's west coast as the vessel sails for a safe harbour in Russia. The ship has been pursued by the US since going to collect a consignment of oil from Venezuela, the paper says. The Examiner looks elsewhere for its lead story. Cormac O'Keefe reports that children are being bombarded online by so-called artificial intelligence girlfriend porn apps, which are grooming boys to perpetuate sexual violence and girls to accept such behaviour. O'Keefe reports that Irish children's charities and pornography researchers say that the only way to combat this growing problem is to criminalise porn company bosses. The Times has a striking photograph on its front page taken by Brian O'Brien in 2018. It shows Pa O'Dwyer from Limerick, who five times won the title of Ireland's strongest man, with an enormous stone ball on his shoulder. The paper reports that he died at the weekend at the age of 40. And on an inside page of the Times, Arthur Beasley writes about Joseph Wieselski, a Holocaust survivor born in the former Czechoslovakia, who established a successful jewellery business in Dublin and became Ireland's oldest man. He too has died aged 107. In a column in The Independent, Fionnán Sheehan looks ahead to Ireland's presidency of the European Union, which starts later this year. It will, says Sheehan, be a chance for the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, to broach the subject of a united Ireland with his European colleagues. The Examiner has a letter to the editor from the Oscar-winning actor Brenda Fricker. She objects to the way actors are expected to do round-table interviews to promote their films. "We, the actors, are delicate, sensitive souls employed to act," Fricker writes. "Then, when the acting is over and the film is finished, the producers, the ones who make the dosh, throw us under the bus into the publicity machine and expect us to become salesmen overnight."